process pretty much looked like this. We'd heard good things about Lexia. We felt a need for more skill-based digital instruction. At the time, we were just using... we had strong skill-based software for math, but in reading, we're really just using ebook libraries and some variety on them. With all of our digital instruction, or really all of our instruction, it starts from what's the instructional need, right? So identified a need, went out and found Lexia and heard good things about it, and started by piloting it with a small group of kids who we felt most urgently needed a digital supplement for their skill-based reading instruction based on the latest round of data. And so Jill, Director of Ops and Innovation, along with our reading teacher, together rolled out the app to that small group of kids in one of their flexible blocks, showed them around the app, taught them how to use it, and then basically gave a week or two period of them trying it out and us spending a little bit more focused time, us being me, Jill, the reading teacher, observing kids engaging with the tool and seeing the work that they're doing. Basically saw that they're engaged deeply in it, the activities seemed rigorous and aligned, and so we decided that we'd roll it out to the broader group. Still not to, you know, again, with personal schedules, not to everybody, for some kids they're on it frequently, or others only on it now and then, but decided to roll it out more broadly based on that. I'd love to say that we, like, A/B tested, right, and had like this group of kids were on Lexia and this group wasn't, and we had pre-tests and post-tests. It's so difficult to do in schools for a lot of reasons, some logistical, but the biggest one really is the urgency of our work, and that, you know, in a school, as soon as you have, even if you tried to set up an A/B test, as soon as you had a hunch that A was working better than B, like, those are kids' lives on B, you're going to, like, switch them over to A, not wait till you have the post data and make a change. So that's our process. It's not ideal, but I think it works in the sense of, let's roll it out to a small group of kids, see how they engage with it, just look over their shoulder and kind of get a feel for how the tool's working for them. And then, you know, if it's good, roll it out more broadly. If not, end it there.